Good morning, dear classmates, students. Welcome to Module 2 of Long Walk to Freedom by Nelson Mandela. I'm S.K. Nair, ASS Kudangulam. In this module, we are going to discuss the remaining part of the lesson, which we already discussed in Module 1. In Module 1, we discussed the inauguration ceremony, addressed by the first black president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, etc. I hope you have understood it. In this module, we are going to discuss man's two obligations, definition of freedom, the oppressor and the oppressed, man's natural goodness, understanding of freedom, changes with age and experience, etc. Dear students, in the first decade of the 20th century, the whites erected a system of racial dominations against the blacks, thus creating the basis of one of the harshest and most inhuman societies the world had ever known. Long Walk to Freedom, the autobiography of Nelson Mandela, has its roots buried deep beneath the surface. It will always represent the real victory against the apartheid, tyranny, and colonialism. Dear students, in life, every man has two duties. First is to his family, and then to his community, and at large to the country. But the author found it difficult to fulfill these two duties in South Africa. It was because a colored man in South Africa was punished if he lived like a human being. Such a man was forced to live apart from his own people. So he was not allowed to do his duties to his family. Mandela says, "When I attempted to serve my people, I found that I was prevented from fulfilling my obligations as a son, brother, father, and husband." What do you understand from this, my dear students? The whites did not want the black to be helped or protected. They wanted to keep the black as slaves or bonded laborers permanently. Nelson Mandela was born free. He was not born with a hunger to be free. He was free as long as he obeyed his father and obeyed the customs of his tribe. But soon he realized that this freedom was an illusion. Now, what do you mean by an illusion? Hope some of you might know. Illusion means something which is not real, an unreal phenomenon. For example, when you watch sunset from a seashore, you may think that the sun drowns in the sea. But in reality, we all know that it's not so. This is called an illusion. Now, come back to Nelson Mandela. He began to hunger for freedom when it was taken from him. Like any other kid, for Mandela, freedom meant to make merry and enjoy the blissful life, etc. When one becomes an adult, most of the childhood activities are wasteful from an adult's perspective. Once you are adult, you have to earn a livelihood. It's only then you get an honorable existence in the family and in the society. Desire to freedom made him bold. He slowly understood that not only he, but his brothers and sisters were also not free. The precious freedom was denied to everyone. Then he joined the African National Congress. His hunger for freedom became great for the freedom of his people. The desire for the freedom of his people to live with dignity emboldened him. The chains on his people became chains for him too. Now, dear students, Mandela had a fixed goal. What was that? Freedom for his people. Now, we know that when our goal is fixed and the effort is true and sincere, success cannot evade. Mandela doesn't think that the oppressor is free because an oppressor is a victim of hatred. He is behind the bars of prejudice and narrow-mindedness. He realizes that both the oppressor and the oppressed are robbed of their humanity and peace. I'm sure you know the difference between oppressor and oppressed. Oppressor is the one who tortures and troubles others. And oppressed is the victim who is being tortured. According to Mandela, the oppressor is also guilty conscious and he has no peace of mind. Now let me ask you, my dear students, what's your opinion about the general nature of a human being? Yes, you are correct. No one is born hating another person due to color or religion. People learn to hate due to circumstances and situations. But we must remember one thing. If they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, because love comes naturally to human heart. Gives a testimony to this. Testimony, I mean proof. Proof to this. In prison, sometimes, they were subjected to extreme torture. And even in such situation, he could see the glimmer of humanity in the hearts of at least one of the gods. It was man's essential goodness which can't be put out. Don't you think that it is true? No one is born a criminal or a thief. It is his circumstances or situations in his life which makes him so. Mandela says, "Nothing is finished. All the work remains to the new generation." These words of Mandela explicitly brings out the situation and the extent of hard work and effort required to set the things right. Look at page number 25 in your textbook, all of you. There Mandela says, "That turned a family-loving husband into a man without a home. That forced a life-loving man to live like a monk." Now, what do you mean by a monk? A monk is, in fact, is a sannyasi who has renounced all the worldly pleasures and live in a cave or in a secluded place. Now, my question is, what forced Mandela to do so? Desire for the freedom of his people to live their lives with dignity and self-respect. In the previous module, my dear students, we have seen a man sheds his fear and embraces courage when it is needed. Here, a frightened Mandela became bold to get freedom for his people. There are no words to describe the life path of one of the most prominent, brave and moral figures of the 20th century. Age cannot wither him, nor custom stale his infinite variety. Thank you.